Shmuel Aleph Perek Lamed Aleph, the Siyum Perek, the final Perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. As we are about to finish Sefer Shmuel Aleph, it's most fitting to raise our levels of simcha, happiness, for finishing another Sefer of Navi. In this final Perek, we will see how Shaul valiantly and courageously marched to battle against the Plishtim and accepted his fate knowingly that he would be killed in that very same battle. Here we see King Shaul's great humility and Kedusha and Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name, by accepting the word of Hashem, thereby leading Yisrael into battle for one last time. The Plishtim had engaged Yisrael in war. The battle had become so intense that much of Yisrael ran away and left, as the Plishtim were devastating Yisrael. The Plishtim had specifically focused on Shaul and his three sons. The Barbanel adds, the war was so intense that even Avner, Shaul's main general, had fled. The Abarbanel suggests that Ish-Boshes, Shaul's fourth son, had fled with Avner. The Plishtim killed Shaul's three sons, Yonasan, Avinadov, and Malkishua. The Plishtim had archers that directly targeted King Shaul. And Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Shaul Enoise Caleb, and Shaul said to his weapon carrier and his armor bearer, Shalach Harbecha Vidakreni Ba, take your sword and stab me with it. Pein Yavo Harelim Ha'ela Vidakreni Visalubi, lest these uncircumcised people catch me and kill me. Parenthetically, this is a difficult thing to understand, how Shaul was able to order himself to be killed and then committed suicide. The Radak, Da Sofer, Rabbeinu Yishai, and the Metzudas all explain that Shaul wanted to prevent a greater Chil Hashem from happening, because Shaul knew that if he were to be captured alive, the Plishtim would have tortured and took revenge of the king of Yisrael. The armor bearer did not consent to killing King Shaul. The armor bearer refused to lay hands on Hashem's anointed one. And Pasuk Dalet, Vayikach Shaul es Acherev Vayipal Aleha, and King Shaul took his sword and he fell upon it and he killed himself. The armor bearer saw what had just happened. He too took his own life and fell on his sword. Note the Mephoshim learned that even though Shaul may have been permitted to take his own life, the armor bearer was not allowed to have committed suicide. In Pasuk Zion, through Pasuk Yod, the members of Yisrael who were located on the other side of the Yarden had heard what had happened to King Shaul and his children. Yisrael then fled for their lives and abandoned the cities. The Plishtim settled in those cities. The Plishtim had now shown their barbaric selves. The next day, the Plishtim found the corpses of King Shaul and three sons. The Plishtim severed King Shaul's head, stripped King Shaul's gear, and placed it in the house of idol worship for all to see. Shaul's body was hung on the wall in Beit Shan. And Pasuk Yed Aleph through Pasuk Yed Gimel, the residents of Yavish Gilad heard what happened to King Shaul's body. Yavish Gilad finally had the ability to pay back Shaul for the favor King Shaul had done for them in Perek Yed Aleph. King Shaul had stuck up for those residents when King Nachash had given Yavish Gilad an ultimatum to surrender or to have their right eyes poked out. King Shaul at that time came to rescue the residents of Yavish Gilad. Currently, the members of Yavish Gilad went and rescued King Shaul's body and armor. The armor was burned. King Shaul's body was buried in Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is the end of the parak, Tachas HaEshel B'Yavesha, under the Eshel tree located in Yavesha. The Yatsumu Shivas Yamim, and the rest of Yavish Gilad fasted for 7 days. As we finish Sefer Shmuel Aleph with the death of King Shaul, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Alecha HaYaradnu Kol HaYom, for you, Hashem, we kill ourselves all day. In our lives, each and every one of us have the ability to give a little more of ourselves over to Hashem in any way possible. The very battle and struggle we have, the ups and downs of every day, the mochamos, the wars of our lives, should be pleasing to Hashem. Let it bring a sanctification of Hashem's name in the same way King Shaul did in his last battle. May we march proudly into our everyday in the way of King Shaul. We have now completed Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We will begin Sefer Shmuel here with David eulogizing King Shaul. Again, we can be happy and raise our spirits after finishing another Sefer of Nach. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.